Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion. And today we have the 17th episode of the Book of Job, our walk through the Book of Job together. This is Friday, November 5th. How about that? So yesterday we heard two chapters, 16 and 17, that were Job's response to his friends, particularly Eliphaz. And that's the second time, of course, he's responded to Eliphaz, just to keep that straight. And I think Job makes clear that the way they're treating him is not the way that he would treat them if they were in the same circumstances. So they have this debate that goes back and forth basically around, you know, that topic, more or less. And it's, so far, I think, kind of a draw. It's gone back and forth with like I said, a lot of statements that contain truth, not just the ones that end up being to the person who ends up being kind of right in the end. But there's a lot of truth in what they all say. So, yesterday, Job answered Eliphaz. Eliphaz, again, the spiritual guy, always speaking of visions and dreams. Job is responding to them and basically saying, you come saying the same thing every time. You might dress it up a little differently, but you're stuck in the way you think. And, you know, that isn't relevant to me is basically what he's saying. And of course, the debate that they involve in gets, as you can tell by the wording, very personal and harsh. This is the way, it was kind of like, I think I said this was athletics in a way back in those days, whenever this took place. This is intellectual athletics, and this is debate style. And that's what we're seeing in this basically a poem, right? That's what we're seeing. So I just want to read you a quote from J. Vernon McGee's commentary on Job that I have mentioned before and look at to use when I'm preparing and get inspired by. But he says at this point, this is how he looks at Job and really more or less his friends, more so the friends. Here's what he says. These men are the same as the ungodly. They are supposed to be friends to Job, but they treated him like an enemy. And do you know that there are Christians today who can be meaner to you than many of the unsaved people? There is nothing meaner than a Christian when he is mean. So Job classifies his friends as ungodly. You see, they think they are defending God, but in doing so, they are unfair and even brutal in their accusations against Job. And that kind of sums up Job's response to Eliphaz. So now we move on to chapter 18, and we have Bildad, the Shuhite, now coming back for the second time to address Job. This is a relatively short chapter, but we'll just go with one today. And tomorrow we'll hear Job's response. So Bildad is just one chapter, chapter 18. So let's take a little time and open our hearts and let us hear through that heart to what God has to say to us. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, "When will you end these speeches? Be sensible, and then we can talk. Why are we regarded as cattle and considered stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself to pieces in your anger, is the earth to be abandoned for your sake? Or must the rocks be moved from their place? The lamp of a wicked man is snuffed out. The flame of his fire stops burning. The light in his tent becomes dark. The lamp beside him goes out. The vigor of his step is weakened. His own schemes throw him down. His feet thrust him into a net. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare holds him fast. A noose is hidden for him on the ground. A trap lies in his path. Terrors startle him on every side and dog his every step. Calamity is hungry for him. Disaster is ready for him when he falls. It eats away parts of his skin. Death's firstborn devours his limbs. He is torn from the security of his tent and marched off to the king of terrors. Oh, fire resides in his tent. Burning sulfur is scattered over his dwelling. His roots dry up below and his branches wither above. The memory of him perishes from the earth. He has no name in the land. He is driven from light into the realm of darkness and is banished from the world. He has no offspring or descendants among his people, no survivor where once he lived. People of the West are appalled at his fate. Those of the East are seized with horror. Surely, such is the dwelling of an evil man. Such is the place of one who does not know God. Amen.